students of the School of the Master proclaim, "My cup is empty, please fill it up." School of the Master students proclaim, "My cup is empty, please fill it up." As we go through life, are we eager to learn? Are we eager to grow? Are we eager to have new and wonderful experiences? Are we eager to see all of the wonderful things that are going on in life? Or do we know it all? Do we know it all already? Many times little children feel they know it all already. They say, "I know that. I know that. I know that." And what should we do with people who come to the School of the Master and say their cup is empty? And what should we do with little children who come to us and say they know it all already? Well, they're the same people. They're exactly the same people. The people who come to the School of the Master feel that they know already everything, even though their cup is empty, they say. They say their cup is ready to be filled. Their cup is ready to be filled with all the knowledge and all the wisdom that the School of the Master would present to them. But are they really ready? Are they really ready to be filled? Are they really ready to know the knowledge that the School of the Master has for them? And actually, the answer is yes. That's why they have come. That's why they have come to the School of the Master, to hear, to learn, to find out what's going on, how to enter into that inner sanctuary within them, how to enter into it and to receive all the knowledge that is there, all the wisdom that is there, all the understanding that is there, all the peace that is there. And when they do that, as every student entering a school really wants to do, when they do that, then they are more or less receptive to what comes. But knowledge is a wonderful and strange thing. When you teach a person mathematics, you teach it to them, and after a while they begin to say, "Oh yes, I know that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know that. Yes, I know that." And the minute they come to the "I know that" attitude within themselves, their learning is done. Their learning is over. They no longer have an open, receptive mind to information and wisdom that's being presented to them. When we can learn how to learn, how to go to school, how to be receptive, then great things will happen for us. But until we are receptive as a student, until we are receptive to the knowledge that is being given to us, we learn nothing. We learn nothing. That moment of intuition, that moment of inspiration, that moment of knowledge that strikes our heart comes most unexpectedly, where all of a sudden we say, "Ah, I see. Yes, I understand. Yes, I like that. Yes, I understand what is being presented to me. I understand what is being given to me. I understand." And until the student comes into the School of the Master, or any school at all, and until he can proclaim, "Oh, I see," in what is being presented to him, then he will be unable to receive any knowledge at all. He'll be unable to open up that inner reservoir of wisdom and knowledge within him, that inner pathway. Now, we make this all sound so busy and so rebellious, and truly it's not that way. It's not that way. It's when we have the heart of a child, when we have the listening quality of a child, when we have the confidence, the believing of a child, then our wisdom begins within ourselves. Then our knowledge begins within ourselves. Then we begin to know. And the School of the Master is as teaching a little child. Teaching the little child to say, "Oh, I see. Oh, I see." And the more "Oh, I see" experiences the little child has, the more brilliant the child becomes, the more wise the child becomes, the more informed the child becomes. Because now he knows. Nothing can ever be taught to us by anybody, but only the wisdom within us can be awakened. And if we already tell ourselves we know it, then it'll never be awakened. But when we tell ourselves, "Oh, I see. Oh, that's an inspiration. That's illumination. That, hey, I like your imagination. I like your thinking. I like your way of coming aware of what's going on in life and what's going on in the world. Hey, that's exciting. Oh, my goodness, that's exciting." Yes, all the students who have come to the School of the Master over the years have come with open hearts. They've come with an empty cup. They've come ready to receive understanding. Oh, they're not going to receive the great wisdom of the Masters, because the great wisdom of the Masters already lies within each one of them. It already dwells within each one of them. But they're going to come as a student with an open, empty cup, ready to receive, ready to understand, ready to know, ready to participate in the affirmations that say, "All is in divine order now. I know that I know that I know. The wisdom within me is brilliant and beautiful. I understand the OIC experience, the OIC understanding and revelation, and how beautiful that is." We all have the opportunity to be students with an empty cup, coming into a teaching situation, a learning situation, and then finding ourselves saying, "Oh, I see. Oh." And we may see, but it's still not totally ours until we have affirmed and said, "I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I have all the wisdom within me. I have all the knowledge within me. I know that I know. My teacher merely causes me to be inspired to look at things from a different way. My teacher inspires me to look at things from my inner point of view and know that I do know that I know." And when I can come to that realization that I do know, then all things work out harmoniously and beautifully. All things work out magnificently for me, and I do know. For this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. School of the Master students proclaim, "My cup is empty. Please fill it up." I sit at the feet of the teacher and listen. And I listen humbly, I listen respectfully, I listen intuitively. For the teacher illumines me. The teachers I remember from my school days that I loved and enjoyed so much were teachers who taught me to be inspired, to be illumined, to be excited about learning, to be excited about the knowledge that I am being aware of, to be excited about all that happens to me. And as all of my teachers, wherever I find them, and especially as I find them within myself, as I can become excited about what they have to share, then I have truly gotten the blessing that is there for me. And it's only when I practice this blessing, reaffirm it, stimulate it in my consciousness, that it ever will be mine. But as it's mine, then it's exciting, then it's wonderful, then it's magic for me, because that's who I am, and that's who I always will be. And I say unto you, my beloved friends, I love you. I love you. I love you.